Welcome back to the Skeeter's Thing. I don't know what episode this is, but this is probably one of the most important episodes because it's the last one with this cast. We're finna go off to college soon. Graduation is this Saturday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Today's our last day. And yeah. So let's start it off by asking. Introducing ourselves, yeah.
Yeah, y'all know me. I'm Jackson Turner.
Osa Aleja.
Shelby Taylor.
It's your boy Andre Davis.
And I'm your host, Sean Subaru. And we'll start things off by asking, what's your favorite thing that happened in high school?
Well, for me, it was getting back to Mesquite, back to being Mesquite. I feel like, honestly, any senior class can say, especially the 2001 class, can say they were the best class in Mesquite. I feel like the 2019 class, we brought Mesquite back to Mesquite.
Yeah.
Especially sports-wise, we had three events go to state and track. Basketball was second runner-up in district, went to playoffs. Football, we were back to the playoffs after five years of not making it. It's like, we just brought it back, you know?
And don't forget all the other accolades athletes have gotten.
Soccer, they went to regionals.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, we had so many people sign for athletic scholarships. Multiple people, you know?
You can cheer, too.
Cheer. You know, like we brought it back.
Ever. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Virtually ever since. What about the rest of y'all?
I already told my boy Sean about this yesterday, but my favorite time throughout all my high school years was BPA State, because we had a situation where our team was just about to give up because something happened and it was last minute, so we didn't really know what to do. But then Sean said, hey, there's this thing called team presentation management. And we just gave it a go. It was just, and the thing was that if all of us didn't, because it was supposed to be four, one was out, so it was us three. And if one person gave up, then like it wouldn't have happened. But it was one of the most experiencing things because we got a suite and it was pretty huge. So it was just like two of my close friends just in a suite, and we were for 3 days. We with the hotel that had a pool, and we got free money and went to go get food, and it was pretty. And the scooters were everywhere, so it was just like it felt like a vacation, and that's probably, honestly, the funnest event I've ever had in my high school years.
Everybody got a box of pizza.
Yes, that's a box of pizza. Pizza Hut, not no cheap piece of Pizza Hut. Yeah.
And we went around the whole.
Don't hate me. Papa John's is the best pizza. Don't
yes.
Get y'all butter loving.
Anyway, but that was fun. We rode around the whole city, bro. Yeah. We saw parts of Dallas I never knew. Like, that stuff is crazy.
Like, you don't know, like,
right?
I didn't know how pretty our city was until I went.
That stuff was fun. Like, we grew real, real close together, bro. Yeah. Even though we didn't make it to nationals, like, I think we did pretty well with the unfortunate, you know, the circumstances that happened. Like, we didn't have any prepares and stuff like that.
And the situation we were in, as soon as we stepped in the building, when they gave us 3 minutes to set up.
Yes, bro.
It's crazy how, yeah. But it's crazy how we still somehow made it work. We literally moved in three different spots and reset everything three times. So, we did good.
The whole event was just fun.
Yeah.
How about us, y'all?
Personally, my favorite thing about high school or that's ever happened was being in the PALS program. Because I want to be a teacher, so just getting to work with young elementary students every week since junior and senior year has just been amazing to like become a better mentor and a teacher and learn skills that I'm gonna need like for the future. And then like as a whole, I feel like for Mesquite, like all the high school, just how close the class of 2019 is. Like, I don't know how many other classes can say that they know majority of the people in their class. I just feel like we're really close, like as a unit, and just really supportive of each other. And a lot of the people, like even in this room, I've known since elementary school. So just the family unit that we have here is something that I don't think we could have gotten anywhere else.
Okay, say the question one more time. It's
your favorite thing about high school that has happened?
I'm gonna just say my entire time here at Mesquite. It's been a roller coaster of up and downs, from emotions to grades to athletics and back and forth.
Well, who you telling?
But all I can say is that I'm truly blessed to have go through, because it's a lot of things from the athletic standpoint to the club organizations that I've been in to some of the awesome faculty that we have here. You know, they just made, that's why I just say in my experience as a whole, because it's not just one particular thing that I can pick out and say that that's what made my time the best time at Mesquite High School. So I'd say my experience as a whole.
I feel like for a lot of people, they really wouldn't have a good experience in high school if they weren't involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were involved in many clubs and organizations like we, all of us were.
Yeah. Like, and that's how you make connections, yeah. Because a lot of people who are involved in stuff are involved in the same thing. So, like, choir, senior leaders, basketball, football, like, you're all in the same.
And I feel like it goes along with your parents, too. Like, everybody know my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Just because, like, my mom was
everybody knows her mom.
Yeah, everybody
knows they call my mom,
mom and dad. You know, everybody knows your mom.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
Like, especially, like, me personally, like, they had my mom kind of like in PTA and Booster Club. Mm-hmm. So, like, we were just involved, and that's what made it fun because I was defined as a skeeter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just family. Like, that's the best word I can describe for it is.
So, people don't understand what it means to wear the colors of maroon and white and forever and to be called a skeeter.
Because I feel like, honestly, I truly feel like I could call Mesquite High School like a home.
Yeah.
I can call it a second home, the way we're taken care of. I mean, some teachers care for us the same way our parents do. They're willing to go that extra mile for us the same way. It's just in a different building. When I first came to Mesquite High School, every day I came to school, all I wanted to do was leave. But then now it's just like, I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
I don't
want to leave
because it's like we humans, we have this miraculous gift to make a place home. And that's what I feel like we've done as a Skeeter Nation and as a class of 2019.
Yeah, that's what I told my teacher today. I was telling you didn't hear me talk to Ms. Griffin, did you, about that? I was just like, to me, Mesquite will always be home, no matter how bad or how good it gets. It's always going to be home to me, and I'll never forget where I come from. And just glad that I have y'all to shake me up, and my parents, and other people to help shape me up to be the person I am today. So,
I give a lot of credit to Coach Lena. Because when Coach Lena came, he set it down the foundation for it, especially the feeder pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The feeder pattern, like, everybody knows what high school they're going to now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why they did the new rezonings and stuff, you know?
Yeah, everybody wants to come here now.
Yeah, especially with Sean's, I did a big maroon event with everybody that was, together. That was
okay, that was a highlight of this year. That was amazing.
That was
amazing. The big maroon event, that was
what
so
What you did
fun.
Right there, fam, that was amazing.
Where
the elementary school kids, like, we walked around and picked up trash with them and the middle schoolers.
So you did that, huh?
Yeah, that was amazing. We all came back to the stadium, and I was just talking to a lot of the kids, and I was asking them what they wanted to be involved in, and some of the boys were saying, like, football or baseball or basketball, and I would go and get somebody who played to, like, come and talk to them, and they were so scared to, like, go up to them and talk to them, but after they were, like, they were so excited to be a Skeeter, and I feel like that's how it should be. You should be excited to be a Skeeter and to come here to Mesquite High School, because it honestly is
true.
The best in Mesquite.
I feel like the way the class of 2019 set things, it's like the way like Sean's idea with all the feeder schools coming together, I feel like now students aren't even nervous to go to high school.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in eighth grade getting ready to go to high school, I was really nervous because I was still pretty tall and I figured no one messing me, but I did see other people nervous, but seeing that a senior class, the head honchos of the school are encouraging you to come to the high school, that's like the best feeling ever, honestly.
Especially with Mr. Sarpy, and like this whole new philosophy.
Well, that's mean his first class too?
Yeah.
With like love and stuff like this and being
love,
like nice.
Power,
and like we really embodied that. Like our senior class, like we're incredibly loving and caring for one another. And like we don't make you look dumb.
Yeah.
Like we don't make fun of nobody. Like if you're a freshman, we're not going to be like, I mean, we might poke fun at you because you're a freshman. That's just just how it goes.
Yeah,
like the booing at the pep rallies, but that's like, nothing like.
It's always love.
It's always love. Like, we'll
encourage
you.
Yeah, but even the message she gave at the back letter, I'm going to cut you off, but did y'all catch that message at the back letter?
That was a powerful
message from the pastor that spoke to us, and even the Mrs. Harpy telling us how as long as we continue to empower, impact, and love one another, that we'll always... I mean, we're always a good, something good always happen.
And, and to surround yourself with the people that you want to be around.
Right.
I feel like high school, it's really hard to not get caught up in like what's cool and what clique is popular and stuff like that. But just like y'all were saying, if you get involved, you're going to know so many different people. And from those people, if you just surround yourself with the people of like a like mindset with you, mm-hmm. who have the same values and really want the same things, high school is going to be like the best.
Also,
4 years ever.
Also, getting involved, also, I feel like it helps find your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It helps find you, like, let's, for instance, like, do y'all have, like, we have a computer engineering club or anything like that?
Computer science.
I mean, but yeah, like, something like that. Like, for me, it's sports medicine.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the sports medicine program. As soon as I got in, I was shaky. And then once I got in it and started to get interactive and proactive with it, it was like, I could see myself doing this for the next 10 years.
But don't keep yourself in that one, like, box that you like. Like, high school is a time to experience different things and see what you like and what you don't like. So, yes, you can have that, like, home base. Like, you as sports medicine. But, like, you're involved in so many other things that make your high school experience great.
Make
just
you
because you get
the
out.
Good things.
Yeah.
That's how to the good things, not the wrong things.
Like, especially like teachers, especially like Miss Courtney, Miss Dershow.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, like we have teachers that actually encourage us to be us and be the best us we can be.
Yeah.
You know? No, I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Because there's many times this year, especially in my junior year, I feel like junior year is the hardest year for a high schooler. Because that's when you really cross on the threshold of being young-minded and actually becoming a young adult, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, my junior year, personally, I started learning about, you know, getting up in corporate America, about finding a career for yourself, and, like, establishing yourself in this country, you know?
Yeah.
And I just appreciate Miss Courtney especially for talking to me about, you know, being a young black man in this country.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real, you know? Ms. Dershowm as well, just having those talks with teachers here that actually care. And I don't think there's a lot of schools that have teachers like that.
Yeah. And their doors are always open because they do care. Like, the other day I stayed after school with Ms. Donahue for like 45 minutes.
Donahue's
just like,
a really good teacher.
Just like venting to her about like my reservations about college and like making a community there. And it's nerve-wracking to like leave and go off and like find something, because I'm not going to find anything like I have at MHS. And that's okay, because everywhere, like, I know this is going to be my home, and everywhere is new, but especially, like, the teachers here, their door is always open. You can come in and talk to them about random things or, like, really personal things, and they're always there to talk to you.
And that's one thing I loved about MHS is that somebody's door is always open. Because I could tell you right now, last week, I was on an off day, but I was getting pretty irritated with what was happening. And do y'all know Ms. Williams, the testing coordinator in HO?
Mm-hmm.
Her door is I'm gonna say it's not always unlocked, but 8 times out of 10, if she's not busy with getting tests prepared for EOCs or just busy in general, her door is always open. I was just able to go in there and, you know, just sit down and just talk and vent and just calm down till I could become functional again.
Going off of that, I'm gonna ask the question. You probably already answered, but who's the teacher that has impacted you to be who you are today the most?
Ooh.
That's hard,
because going, like, elementary on up, it's been some
high school.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm going first. I know Ms. Baker.
Yeah.
Ms. Baker, like, found before, I said this before in another podcast episode, but before Ms. Baker, I thought I was going to be, like, an engineer of some sorts, which I still kind of am, but I was thinking, like, working with my hands, like, engineer, like, yeah, but, like, I took Ms. Baker's class. And well, I took Ms. Baker's 2 classes, and physics really showed me, like, first day of physics, she was like, this class is the hardest class on campus. If you don't want to be in it, let me know. I'll take you out. I was like, everybody was nervous. I was like, I'm excited. Like, that excited me, because I really haven't had a challenge before.
Like, in person, the rigor, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I took the class. The class wasn't nothing crazy, but, like, then computer science, that really opened my eyes. Like, it really gave me a career path right then and there. And then this year, same thing. Physics 2 wasn't that hard, but me and Ms. Baker were close.
Mm-hmm.
Computer science, she helped me. We're doing this and that, creating apps and stuff like that. And then, you know, big things happened. I got the internship. Ms. Baker was the first one excited. She was like, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, bro. And I see her the next day. She was jumping up and down. She was screaming down the hallway. She was like, "Miss Darshan, did you hear what happened?"
We must go pick up our cap again. She was like, "Hey, Bowles, did you hear what happened?"
Yeah, bro. She was so excited, bro. She gave me a big hug. Miss Baker doesn't hurt hug anybody.
I know.
She doesn't touch anybody.
Miss Baker does not hug anybody, bro. So she gave me a hug, and today I gave her a hug, and then she gave me back a hug. Everybody was expecting her to hug me, because Miss Baker is like, you know, to deserve. But she hugged me back. Everybody was like, "Aw, why she doesn't?"
I can't tell y'all, my interactions with Baker have not been what people say she is.
I've only seen her once.
Baker is really cool.
Like, she chill, bro.
Miss Baker's nice. She's
I remember Miss Baker stayed on me last year. I fear Miss Baker.
Everybody, I heard she's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, yeah, bro, Miss Baker,
she's a really
good teacher. She's tight on you, bro. Like, she stays on you 24/7.
I'm gonna say.
But, like, I didn't get that when I talked to her or had interactions with her. Yeah.
She doesn't put up with BS.
Yeah. For my teacher, I'm gonna say Miss Baker as well. And me and Miss Baker don't have like a relationship that her and Sean have, but it's just the fact that I wanted to do computer science, and it was my first time taking her class. And when we actually started coding, you know, I was expecting someone to like babysit me and hold my hand, and she wasn't with that. She was like, "This is what you want to do. You need to figure it out on your own." And that's what made me like want the drive, not just have a teacher hold my hand and show me I need to find out for myself or find out from a peer. And then that's when Sean had showed me. And within 2 minutes of Sean explaining it to me, I already knew what it was. And I learned, like, I pretty much, like, that just made me learn that in the future and now, like, college professors aren't gonna hold your hand.
Yeah.
If you choose that major, you choose that major, and you have to go through all the hard times with that major and through the ups and downs, because it's what you want to do, and you have to strive for that. And that's what Ms. Baker taught me. Things just don't get handed to you. You got to work hard for it.
For me, career-wise, for what I want to do for teaching, to come to my Mr. Martin for sure, because he's the PALS teacher. I mean, he just creates a really safe, like, unit and a group in the PALS program to just like collaborate on ideas and go into the classroom and work with your students. And then another one from like a teaching standpoint is Miss Donahue for sure. She is like the perfect example of how to be a Christian woman in a secular world. Like, she is just the most, she's the most amazing person, teacher, woman. She's just, for me, like the epitome of what a teacher should be to her students. And so just talking with her about me going into my majoring in education has been really helpful to see like what I do want to be as a teacher and what I don't want to be as a teacher. And then my last one I would say would be Miss Courtney. Just like, she makes everybody feel like her family. She is so welcoming and loving and always willing to help. Like, her and my mom are super close, actually. They text each other all the time, and it's just so funny because honestly, she's more a part of the family than anything. Like, she was only my teacher this year, but I've known her and talked with her and depended on her since sophomore year just for advice.
Same.
And yeah, but she's just amazing, so I would say those would be my teachers.
I don't know who's had the biggest impact on me for senior year, because I mean, none of my teachers, I don't say they haven't gone extra mile, but like, none of them have just been like sat down one-on-one, like, or I've not had interactions like y'all have had. But like I said, I think my person is going to be Miss Williams and Miss Valerie Williams in H Hall, just for y'all who don't know. I say that because she, even though, I started talking to Miss Williams, I met her last year, my junior year. And, you know, I became acquainted with her then, but I mean, this year has been a lot more. I've been to her, I can say I go to her office at least, I don't even know, but I go to her office more than I'm in class, just to give you a reference of how much I'm in an office. And it's not, and it's for anything, whether I'm passing by, I'm mad and I need to calm down, or if I want to steal some of her Sour Patch Kids that she always has. Not steal, but like, I mean eat. But, but I mean, she has been an example of what a positive influence can be to somebody who is in need of an influence in their life. And I just like to say thank you, Ms. Williams, for all that you do. And you and Ms. Hill, actually. You and Ms. Hill. Thank you and Ms. Hill for all that you do. And your acts of kindness have not gone unnoticed in my life, and I thank y'all for them.
Well, I kind of touched on who mine are. Well, my first one is Miss Courtney. Because Miss Courtney,
and he's always in her class.
Always. Yes, so
he's
my.
Never in his own
class. Never in my
own
class.
I love you, Miss Courtney.
Everybody loves Miss Courtney. I've been knowing Miss Courtney since my sophomore year in Miss Medlin class.
Yes.
And I remember my first interaction with Miss Courtney is when she caught me cheating on one of my 6 weeks
tests.
Oh,
no.
I had my phone. Yes. Because, you know, Miss Medlin really, never really just walked around.
Yes.
So I just had my phone in my hand under my desk. And Miss Courtney seen it,
she's
like, sir, what are you doing?
Not everybody.
And I hated her for that. And then, like, as the year went on that year, she was always cool when she came in there. And I made sure after junior year, I signed up for her forensics class.
Yeah.
And it's been off, and it's just been off since there. You know, I love Miss Courtney. She's been a big role model for me. You know, just all the talks we've had about life, school. She could talk about financial aid for about an hour.
She can answer anything. Like, she knows.
Answer any question. That, yeah. Like, just talking about coming up in this country, you know, facing, you know, everything that a young black man faces, you know. You know, like, she's just a great teacher. And the second would be Ms. Dersham. Ms. Dersham, she's the teacher that kind of, I don't want to say picked my brain, but she picked me apart kind of like intellectually.
She challenged you a lot.
Yes,
yeah,
I hated English. But she pushed me in it, you know?
Yeah.
But everybody knows she's soft spoken, but she's real stern with her teachings. You know, she's not going to give you any curves.
Yeah.
She's going to teach you, you know, honest. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate all my teachers, even Ms. Donahue. I had her for 2 years. I really love Ms. Donahue. Ms. Malin, she's a great teacher. Ms. Baker. You know, I've had some great teachers in high school.
Mesquite High School as a whole.
We just have the best teachers. Yeah.
Yeah, I would argue with y'all. That's not even for debate.
Yeah. We just have the best teachers ever.
Every school has their teachers, but I don't think it gets no better than inmates.
Yeah, Mesquite got some good teachers.
Yeah, man. To all the teachers out there, I don't know if you say it enough, but we really appreciate you.
Yeah.
We're speaking for y'all.
And we love y'all. And
we do. Very much.
We hope to keep in touch. This isn't the last.
Y'all better keep the same emails. When we leave a Mesquite High School.
Yeah, all my teachers say they gonna email my mama. So like, I'm glad that's over. Yeah.
Next topic: things you would change about. I don't want to say school, but what would you change about your high school career?
Ooh,
that's hard.
What I would change is, I guess my freshman year, I was more focused on being popular than. And fitting in as a freshman, trying, you know, just trying to fit in more than actually doing schoolwork. Well, actually just focusing on my education, because, you know, education is first.
Right.
I was just the athlete who just wants to pass. Not just get a high grade, but just pass with the 70.
Right.
So I was able to play. Even though my parents wouldn't even, if they saw my grades, they wouldn't let me play. Like, if my parents, like, I used to hide my report card from my parents.
Me too.
Just because I knew they wouldn't let me play, because that's how they are. No, if it's not a B, you can't play. If it's not an A, you can't play. And I wish I challenged myself more freshman year. So then that way, I had a head start to be in the place that I'm in now. Now I don't have any regrets, but I'm happy the way I did my senior year, my junior year. And my sophomore year, but my freshman year, at some point I did open my eyes and I'm like, this isn't who I want to be. Like, this is high school. This is where you determine, like, you partly determine your future. This is where, like, you choose what college you go to, and this is where colleges look at your grades and your GPAs. It's not middle school. It's high school. They look at your GPAs, your grades, your rank, and all that stuff. So that's how I knew, like, I needed to do something. Otherwise, I was going to be stuck with the people I was hanging out with, and some of them aren't even in school right now. So, I'm glad. What was the question? I forgot off the top of your
head. What would you change?
What I would change is my freshman year.
Your attitude.
My attitude, my drive, my focus, my mindset, my determination, and my purpose. I wish I probably followed my purpose more than just trying to make different purposes in order to fit in.
Yeah.
Right.
For me, I'm very much of a, I like people to be happy with me, and I like to, I don't know, like the word is people pleaser, or just make sure everybody around me is happy and doing okay. So I feel that the thing I would change is know that it's okay to make yourself. Should I wait? Should I
close
out? Okay.
I'm just gonna sit here very awkwardly. Oh, what am I doing? I'm a Sooner fan. I can't do this. I forgot this song.
Mm-hmm. You gotta leave, mama.
Don't, leave me alone.
Go. Hey, shut the fuck up, boy.
Oh. Language.
It's gonna be cut off. Man.
Language.
Ski, we ain't got a lot no more. We hate the teachers.
Teachers.
Fuck them teachers, boy.
Oh my gosh, language.
You know how they say fucking teachers, boy.
Good heavens. Oh my gosh.
Shelby, stopping you, person, homie.
No, I don't.
I love you, you probably show this to young boy. She, young boy, I'm a.
Ooh, what is she gonna do? She,
and she watches Wild N' Out, though.
I love Wild N' Out.
You like watching Wild N' Out?
Yeah.
I bet she'd be the main one listening to Nick Cannon music.
And
oh my gosh, Nick, this is so good.
Nick Cannon is amazing.
Okay, so just make sure, I wish I would have made sure that I was happy with where I'm at in my high school experience before I made my friends happy with me. And another thing that I really had to teach myself, especially after freshman year, is the people that you come into high school as friends with, you do not, by any means, you do not owe them anything to stay friends with them, like, if they're not good for you. So just as I said earlier, like, making, like, surrounding yourself with people with the same values as you and who you want to be around, just because you'd been friends with that person in middle school or in elementary school, if they get to high school and completely just change their morals and they do things that you do not agree with, like, you do not owe it to them to continue that relationship with them if it's not healthy for you. So I wish I would have realized that sooner in my freshman and sophomore year. But junior and senior year, I really realize the people who I want to surround myself with and who I value with me. And by no means am I saying, like, oh, ditch your best friend that you've had for like 12 years, but just really know who you want in your life.
One thing I wish I could change was my laziness and procrastination. That really killed me freshman and sophomore year. I think
mine got worse.
Senior artist. Well, calculus was my only class this year that I did that. But everything else, I was straight.
Griffin.
God, the research paper.
I just feel like if I would have been, you know, on top of my stuff early on, I wouldn't even have to procrastinate right now, you know? Like, if you got work, just do it. Just get it done. Yeah. And another thing, me just learning how to, I don't know how I should say it, I guess, know what's important in life.
Yeah.
You know,
that's hard.
It was kind of tough for me coming up in high school because football is big for me, you know, but it's not the biggest. Yeah. School and family are my two big things. Yeah. Well, faith over anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Family and school. You know, after sophomore year when I was on varsity, I kind of took football serious after that because that's when I realized I could actually be great at this.
Yeah. You
know?
And now you're playing in college.
Yeah, but it was a time period where, like, my mom would say it and I say no, but she was kind of right. I value football over school, and that's not how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because without school, I wouldn't even be able to get my scholarship.
Right.
You know? So for any young athletes coming up, just know what's important and know how to value your time and your patience. Because the good things will come, just work hard and everything else.
Yeah.
And also for upcoming athletes, always have a backup plan.
Don't, right, exactly.
I remember when I was in the 8th grade and I said I was going to go to the NBA. And I was like, I'm going to the NBA. My parents, my brothers were like, you need to have a backup. You can't just, you know how hard it is. And my parents told me that too. And I thought they were just, you know, hating or just doubting me.
You need to think that in 6th grade. You need a backup plan. What for, man?
Yeah, you guys see the reality.
No, me in 8th grade.
And then my freshman year, I made the basketball team. And I was like, well, yeah, here I go. On my way to the NBA. JV, my sophomore year, I didn't make it. So I was like, you know, that was kind of my opener. I was like, well, if I can make a JV basketball team, like, I don't think I'm going to go to the NBA. I'm not saying if you don't make the team, just give up on basketball. I'm just saying y'all got to have a backup. Right. So when I didn't make the team, I was like, well, I'm going back to football off season. So we get out at 4 o'clock every day. But now I can just focus on school. I can go to tutoring. I can get my grades up. I can go and I can focus on doing what I need to do to get into those honors classes and those dual credit classes and those AP classes. And that's what made me who I am today. It was going to have a backup plan.
And going off of that, just know your calling, like know what you want to do. Don't try to force yourself to go into a career just because your friends think it's cool or your parents want you to do that. Like know what you want to do with your life, because if you pick a career and you get that job and you hate it, you're going to be miserable like for the rest of your life. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Like me personally, I know I cannot sit at a desk behind a computer all day long. Like that would drive me insane, and I hate technology. So I just know your calling and like know what you want to do with your life and your career. Don't force yourself into a bubble or a square just because that's the norm and that's what people are doing.
For me, I don't know what I would tell my freshman self. I can tell my freshman self to don't try, like you said, be a people pleaser, for one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I was a people pleaser, but I was kind of...
want people to be happy with
not
you.
Not people to be happy with me, but I was kind of always...
Yeah, you care about
in the back of my head, thinking what people would think
about
me. You
care about what people thought about
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's hard not to do that in high school, because there's so many people.
Yeah, it's that. I would say priorities. Yes. When I had to learn what to prioritize and what not to prioritize, even though I'm bad at it now. And just... my purpose and my genuineness. Is that a word, genuineness?
Genuineness, yeah.
Okay. Because I can tell you, people could vouch for me right now of how genuine a person I am. And it's just, that's how I've been made to be.
Yeah.
And the experience that I've been in and how I've been taught at home. And what's it? Purpose? I would say purpose because for me, going into high school, I always kind of had an idea of like, oh, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that. Like, I don't know if y'all remember this in elementary school, but y'all remember I used to want to be a marine biologist?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I remember,
because like I said, I was like 12.
You just had a free spirit.
Yeah. Also, I tell myself not to do is learn not to always be the center of attention. Because I've learned... well, even teachers now have told me that I've matured, but I can tell you for a fact, freshman year,
that's a big problem I had.
I was one of those loud kids that came in all vocal and you had to hear me.
Me too.
And I still have it now, but it's not as bad, should I say. Yeah. So I would tell myself that.
It's not as obnoxious.
Yeah, don't always be obnoxious. Like, I think I've learned how to make my obnoxiousness funny.
Yeah.
Because I think I genuinely, I just liked it. I liked making people laugh, so I tried to always be loud and think, oh, if I be loud, people are going to laugh at me. That's not always the case.
Yeah.
You can still make people laugh, but you got to learn how to sprinkle it in here and there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, when you're young, you don't know how to, like, face adversity.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like a cliche, but adversity really hits you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't know what to do. I've had plenty of moments where stuff hit me, and I just wanted to just throw in the towel. You know, that whether that be school, football, personal relationships, home, you know, it's just adversity gonna happen. It's gonna get worse as you get out of high school and become an adult.
Right.
Because then you're gonna have people to defend for. You're gonna have kids, a family. You might have to take care of your parents, siblings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Adversity gonna hit you. It's just how you gotta hit back at it.
Right.
Yeah.
How about you, sir?
And,
For me, what's more recent? I have two. One is the SATs and ACTs.
Oh,
I used to be lazy. Like not really lazy. I just hate taking tests.
Yeah.
So like the SAT and ACT, like I got a 1290. That wasn't enough to get me to a good college, but I didn't care. Then I took the SAT. And then I took the ACT, got a 30, and I was like, that's good enough. Like that can get me somewhere. And then so I used that.
I got that after 5 tries.
I was like,
Sean, you sure do know how to make a person feel bad.
It's just like slightly.
God,
Tonight.
Like, I took it one time.
1290, you talking about it. That's not enough.
I'm
begging for a 1290, boy.
I'm sorry, but like, I took both one time, and everybody's like, I took it 5 times.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day in the car. Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do that. Like that stuff. Like I want to focus on something else now. I got that out of the way. Let's focus on something else. Like whatever college wants me off of them, y'all can have me. And I wanted to get into Rice, and I knew a 30 on the ACT for Rice was pushing it. Like they get 33s, 34s, 35s. So I was just like, let's see what happens. And I got into a good school. I got to SMU.
No,
I'm
kidding. Okay.
She's a Baylor fan. You know, she's going to Baylor.
I thought you only could get like a 36 on the ACT.
That's the highest.
Yeah, that's the highest.
And you got a 30, and they weren't satisfied with a 30? Wow.
But Rice is like the Ivy
League. Rice is the Ivy League of the South, boy.
Yeah, it's up there.
So they say they not. I mean, I know they, them kids is intellectuals.
And you know, like.
What'd you say, like an intellectual?
What school you going to us?
I'm going to Texas State.
They public.
Yeah, they public.
Yeah, they public. What school you going to?
Going to a school called Lyon College. What's
Lyon
up, Baysville?
I know Lyon.
I'll let you
are they public or private?
They private.
Private. You know, like, I'm going to a private school. You going to private school. Private. You are. Yeah. It's hard to get in private schools, man.
Yeah, and
really
I.
Is.
Yeah, personally, I wanted to go to UT or now. Or TCU. And Baylor was never on my list of, like, anything I was interested in. And then I, t-